Georgia's First News for your Wednesday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. Department of Public Health officials say 950 vaccinations were administered during the first mass vaccination event held in Carroll County on Tuesday. That event taking place at the University of West Georgia football stadium. A public health official tells us that for those of you who did sign up for this initial event and did not get an appointment set, officials are calling you and attempting to reserve spots for you at future events. They say they're finding out that many of those who were unable to get an appointment during Tuesday's event are finding options outside of the county. Bremen City officials this week say they're optimistic that the state will approve their proposal to increase the hotel-motel tax from 5% to as much as 8% before the current legislative session ends. Georgia cities may levy and collect an excise tax at a rate of 5, 6, 7, or 8% on charges made for rooms, lodging, or accommodations furnished by hotels, motels, inns, lodges, tourist camps, or campgrounds. The collected revenue can be used for tourism product development. Now, the city has pushed for the approval several times in recent years, but is required to have a local senator and a local representative sign off on the proposal before getting final approval from state legislators. Previously, former District 31 Senator Bill Heath declined to bring the proposal before the state, telling WLBB Radio that the city has not convinced me that would be in the best interest of all concerned to raise taxes. Heath did not seek re-election in 2020, and the District 31 Senate seat is now held by Jason Anivitardi. Bremen City officials this week said they are confident that both newly elected District House Representative Tyler Paul Smith and Anivitardi will bring the proposal before the state. City Manager Perry Hicks said Tuesday that approval of the proposal does not necessarily mean the city would raise the tax to 8%. Elected officials could determine the rate based on economic conditions, he said. Well, 2 days into the new legislative session, and two local senators have two different experiences. District 28 State Senator Matt Brass has been announced the chair of the Banking and Financial Institutions Committee. That committee has general jurisdiction over financial institutions, real property finance, and corporate securities law. And District 30 State Senator Mike Dugan announced on Tuesday that he has tested positive for COVID-19. The Senate Majority Leader said his symptoms are minor and he plans to follow the guidelines set forth by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and isolate at home until the virus passes. Well, the search for a new head coach for the Carrollton High School football team is underway after Sean Calhoun told his players Tuesday morning that he is stepping down after 5 seasons to pursue other football coaching opportunities. Under Calhoun's watch, the Trojans produced 5 winning seasons, 3 region titles, and 5 quarterfinal appearances, compiling an overall record of 51-12. There are numerous reports out of Alabama suggesting that Calhoun will be named the next head coach for the Vestavia Hills High School football team, replacing Hall of Fame football coach Buddy Anderson in the Birmingham suburb. Anderson, who retired following the 2020 season, finished with a 346-160 record with 2 state championships in 43 years as the team's head coach. The Rebels went 4-6 in 2020, forfeiting their first 2 games due to COVID-19. For breaking news throughout the day, keep your radio tuned to this station. Also, be sure and like the News Talk 1330 WLBB Facebook page. In the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom, I'm Colin Worthington.